Good morning. Welcome everyone back. Gesunden Sommer. Schuss of our learning expansion is Schuss for Shleima, for Chesk Dovim, to the Necho. Schuss of our learning is Shabbat for Shleima, so Yishach El Yisrael. So, we're starting off the Nuzman with the Sugya of Kibbut Av. Kibbut Av is a mitzvah which really is comprised of two mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of Kabes Avich Vesimecha, that's in Maaseh Sedibris, and besides that, there's the mitzvah of Meir Av, is the din that says in the Pasuk, Ish Ovi Imay Tiro, Ish Abseise Tishmeir Ani Hashem, that there's two separate inyanim. We see in the Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch, it's put down as two separate inyanim. There's the inyan of Kibbut Av, of honoring your father, of feeding him and drinking him and doing things to help him out. And then there's the inyan of Meir Av, which is to avoid anything which is disrespectful to your father and act in a way which doesn't, and make sure not to do anything, not to contradict him, not to call him by his name, and all these things are midin Meira Av. Now besides that, we also find that there's a special lav when it comes to your father. There's really two lavim. There's an isser of cursing your father, and there's an isser of hitting your father. And all these things come midin the chashivas that the Torah placed on the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Eim. We find mitzvah Kibbut Av Eim is from the few mitzvahs that the Torah specified a specific schar. Specific schar of arichas yamim. The Gemara says it doesn't necessarily mean a long life, but it means that a person will have a full life, arichas yamim, that the days will be full. And this all comes from the tremendous chashivas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed on the mitzvah of Kibbut Av. We find there's a medrash that says that the mitzvah of Kibbut Av is so chavav by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishalem schar even to the greatest rishonim. Hashem gives tremendous schar to the smiths in the Gemara, and the medrash tells to Esav. We find Esav was a tremendous rasha, but the schus of the Kibbut Av that he did, he had a tremendous chusim from that. We find also that the Gemara we learned today in Kedushin says that the mitzvah of Kibbut Av, Hashem was mashur the kovid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the kovid of a person's parents. And the Gemara says it's benadinhu that there's a three-part mitzvah, and there's really three shutzim in each person. There's the father, the mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are equal shutzim, three equal shutzim and a person. And Hashem says that I look at it, that if a person is properly mechabed his parents, it's ke'ilu, Hashem says that I'm living amongst you and you're mechabed me. And a person who's chas v'shalom not mechabed his parents, it's ke'ilu that he's, Hashem's amongst us and he's actively being mitzar his parents. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it's very important in the mitzvah of Kibbut Av, if you look in the Dibur Shnius, when the brings down the mitzvah of Kibbut Av, it says, that it's very important that the mitzvah of Kibbut Av has to be done. We understand it's Yidden, even though he says that it's something that all societies and all people understand, it's a natural thing to respect your parents, and at least it should be, but respecting your parents should be done when a person understands that he's not just doing something which is polite and it's manners, that a person is doing something that's a mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he shows that he understands that through being mechabed his parents, he's also being mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is a shutif in creating him, and he understands that he comes from somewhere, he didn't come from nowhere. And lafuke from those who think that a parent, it's just all natural, and that's what a parent has an instinct to take care of his sons, and adarabba, a person understands that there was a bayre in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put your parents there to create you, and a person who's mechabed his parents for the proper reason shows a tremendous kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. We find that that when you there's a hakira that the achronim clear, it's really the rishonim discussed it already, is the mitzvah of Kibbut Av a mitzvah of ben adam chaver, is it a mitzvah of ben adam l'makim, is it a mitzvah of ben adam chaver to treat your parents nicely, or is Hashem specifically want you to treat your parents nicely? Now, even though we know that you can't say that the nafkamina would be ben egea, could the father be meichel the mitzvah, because the halacha we know is that av shemachal kvoide kvoide machal, but that's not proof that it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveri, not ben adam l'makim, because you could say that really it's a mitzvah ben adam l'makim, and despite that, Hashem only was mechayiv you if your father wants the covet. So maybe if your father was meichel, then Hashem wasn't mechayiv you. However, the achrayim klev, the chaschinuch brings, would be a nafkamina ben egeya tshuva. If a person was over on Kibbut Av and he has to do tshuva, so do you have to go and ask mechila from your parents? If it's a mitzvah ben adam l'makim, so you don't have to do tshuva, but if it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveri, a person would be obligated to do tshuva. Now, the Rambam in the Pirusha Mishnah in Peah, in the Mishnah of that we say every morning, El Vorm Shem Mashir, so that Mishnah, so the Rambam says, Kibbut Av is one of the things that's been Adam l'chaveri. However, the Ramban in Chumash, in Parshas Yisrael, in the Seret HaDibris, so Ramban, it's interesting, he starts off by saying that Ben Odom, that the mitzvah of Kibbut Av is the first one of the mitzvahs that have to do with our relationship between one man and another man. It's not anymore your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the end of, after Shabbos comes Kibbut Av, and then the other mitzvahs Ben Odom Chaveri. But then later on he says that the Aseret HaDibris is split into two parts. There's the Chamesh Rishonis, the first five Dibris, and then there's the second five Dibris. The first five Dibris are Midin, Min Odom, Lamakim. The second are Min Odom, Chaveri. Not necessarily Min Odom, Lamakim. Not that it's a mitzvah Min Odom, Lamakim, but he says the first five are all about Kovod Amakim. That it's, so it seems that the Ramban understands that there's both aspects. That the mitzvah itself maybe is a mitzvah of Min Odom, Chaveri. But when you mekayim the mitzvah ben adam chaver kibbut av ve'eim, that mitzvah is in and of itself a way of being mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Ramban says that even though it's ben adam chaver, it goes together with the first five that ben adam l'makim. Now what's the yisoid of the mitzvah? So we saw the chinuch brings down that the yisoid of the mitzvah is hakaras hatov. The person has to understand he comes from somewhere, and that your parents did so much to you. If a person is not mechaber av, then he's not showing Hakaras HaTov. We know that the Yisoid of what makes a Yid is Hakaras HaTov. That's why we're not allowed to have Amin Umayyav, can't marry into Klal Yisrael. People who are so mufrach from Hakaras HaTov have nothing to do with Klal Yisrael. So a Yid, one of the most important mitzvahs a Yid could do to show that he's properly Makar Toiv is the mitzvah of Kibbut Av. The Chai Odom says it goes even a step further. Really, this is Rumas Reiv and Rishayim. It's not just Chai Odom. It's not just about Hakaras HaTov saying thank you. It's really perei achayiv. You're paying up your chayiv. Someone who doesn't show hakaras hatayiv, he calls him a loy v'rosh v'loy yishalim. Someone who has a debt and he doesn't pay it back. And a person has to look at it that, you know, sometimes as parents get older, it's harder. But our parents, when we were little, and a baby needs 100% care, and sometimes parents, as people get old, you return to that stage. And when we are metapel with our parents, even when they can't relate to us in the appropriate manner, we're just returning the debt what our parents did for us when we were little. Now, Yishalmi, one other nekuda, the Yishalmi says that, the Bavli says that Hishva kovod amakim to the kovod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bavli says really HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the kovod of your parents even on a higher madrega than the kovod of himself, because you find that by the kovod that Hashem was mechaya for himself and all the mitzvahs. So there's a limit. It says, Kavod Hashem Yehoincha, that Kibbut Hashem is limited to whatever a person can afford. If a person doesn't have money for lulav, if a person's penniless, he's not. There's no chiyuv to go out and collect machzal psachim to get money to buy lulav. Masha Enkein, when it comes to the mitzvah of Kibbut Av, the Yerushalmi says, even if a person's going to have to go collecting door to door, a person would be mechayiv because there's no limit on the mitzvah of Kibbut Av. Now, which this leads us to the Shaila, which we want to discuss, the halacha this week. As Hashem, there's a lot of aspects for halacha, which we'll get to future weeks. But the first question we want to discuss is this mitzvah of Kibbut Av. So whose money are you spending to mechaber your father? Your father wants a nice steak with a expensive wine. Do you have to go and take money out of your pocket, just like for matzah and for lulav? Or you say, no, ben adam l'chaveri, I have to do it, but the money has to be spent by the father. And it's interesting, is this totally in the shayla if it's ben adam l'chaveri, ben adam l'makim? Not necessarily, you could understand either way that it's ben adam l'chaveri. Sometimes you have ben adam l'chaveri that you have to spend your money tzedakah v'chadayma. Other mitzvahs that ben adam l'makim, you definitely have to spend your money. So that wouldn't necessarily be totally in that shayla. So the Bavli that we learned today, the Gemara in Kedushin, brought to a machloikis if the chiyav of Kibbut Av is that a chiyav Mishal Av, Mishal Bein. And we saw the Gemara Paskin that the halacha is that it's a chiyav Mishal Bein, right? The Gemara says that Oyuli Rabban Rabbi Yirmi Ve'ami Lebreid Rabbi Yirmi Command Av Mishal Av, that it's a chiyav Mishal Av, I'm sorry, not Mishal Bein, that the son doesn't have to spend his own money, that it's the father's money which is spent on the kovod. However, the Gemara says even though it's a chiyav Mishal Av, still, it's not that the son gets off scot-free. The Gemara says, because we find, we have a braisa that says, that kabes asher es avicha v'esimecha, it says in one pasuk, and it also says the pasuk, kabes Hashem mihoincha, that a person has to spend his money on kibbut Hashem, and the Gemara says, and the braisa says, ma'al ha'lam b'chsorn kis, av kan b'chsorn kis, that just like when you do mitzvahs, you have to spend money on mitzvahs, you have to spend money in Kibbut Av. So we're, if we're saying Kibbut Av is Mishal Av, where is it Negea, Chisor and Kisa, you have to lose money when it comes to Kibbut Av? So the Gemara answers, because the Nafkamina is Lebitl Melacha, that even though you don't have to actively take money out of your bank account to buy things for your father, but if someone's father or Moshe wanted them to drive them to the doctor, they're going to have to take off a day from work, they're going to lose money. So that the Gemara is saying that a person is obligated to go and be mechabed his father, and any kibbutz that a person does with his body to go and actually be mechabed his father, you're mechuyev to do, even in a situation where it will lead you to a loss of income, and that's the chesar and kis that we learn out from kabbutz Hashem Yehoincha, kabbutz Avicha Simecha, that we put the two things together, there is an obligation to lose money for kibbutz av. Now, there's an interesting shaila. That's a different shaila. Could you pay someone else? Is that a... Are you yotzi? That definitely would be part of the chiyuv. Could be there's a chiyuv if the father specifically wants you to do it. L'chayra could be in the chiyuv to do it yourself. And I don't know if that would be, not sure. Would you be allowed to hire someone if your father wants you? L'chayra, you would have to do it. Now, there's an interesting shaila. Mefarshim asked. We all know the famous story the Gemara brings about Dom and Ben Nesina, that he had the jewels they needed for the chayshin, and they came to him, and his father was sleeping, and the key was under his father's pillow. And he said, I can't wake up my father, and the Chacham left me and lost a lot of money for that, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back with the Parah Adumah the next year. So the question the Farshim asks is, why is the Gemara bringing this story? This story would seem to show that the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Ve'Em is Mishael Ben, because it was his jewels, and his father was on the key. L'chaira, I have no obligation to lose money for my father's covered. Why didn't he have the right to go wake up his father? So there's different answers which are given. The Farshim, some say in Chanami, Shura Sadin, he was allowed to wake up his father because that Kibbut Av Ve'Em is only Mishael Av, not Mishael Ben, and this is his jewels. But others say, and the Gemara is just bringing a ma'aseh to show Av Heichon how much a person could do when he wants to go to Snim Mishurat Adin. But there are other Mefarshim who want to say, no, that's an Iker Adin over here. And there's two different ma'alchim. One ma'alch they want to say is that, as we started off, we said there's Kibbut and Meir. That Meir is not to do anything to actively cause your father pain, anguish. And the din of Mishael Ben, the Gemara is clearing, the Gemara says, Kibbut Av is it Mishael Av, Mishael Ben. That's the Gemara wants to know, the Kibbut. When it comes to Meir, to causing your father pain, so that even when it comes to a situation of losing money, then the son has no right to wake up his father and cause his father the tsar of being woken up from his sleep. If that's going to cause his father tsar, that even when it comes to losing money, Mishael Ben, there's a chiv not to cause your father pain. The other Mefarshim want to say, different tarots, that if you think about it over there, he wasn't losing anything. The jewels he had. It was only a question that he had the opportunity for the deal of a lifetime. He was going to sell these jewels, whatever they are worth, for 10 times the value, because the Chacham needed these jewels, that specific jewel. But he wasn't actually losing anything. That's just minias revach. When it comes to the situation of preventing gain, that's not called loss. And we find in many places in Halacha, we differentiate between, when it comes to Nezikin and other places, that is one thing to actually cause someone a monetary loss, and there's another thing to cause someone, to prevent someone from gaining. Over here, it was just a situation of preventing him from gaining, so that we never find that Mishael Av just means that if when it comes, you have to spend money, you spend the father's money. But there's no tour that you're allowed to wake your father up and be Mevapu, keep it Av, just because you want to make a business deal, so that's another teretz which is brought. Now, the question that we still have to clear is, we saw that the Bavli clearly says the chiyuv of Kibbut Av is not Mishael Ben, it's Mishael Av. We saw this Yerushalmi that we brought down earlier to say the chashibas of Kibbut Av is that by regular mitzvah is only if you can afford it. Kibbut Av is even if you have to machshal psach, and even if you have to go collecting door to door, you have to do Kibbut Av. Is that Yerushalmi a steer to the Bavli? Or is that Yerushalmi somehow could you stim that Yerushalmi to the Bavli? So all those that want to say that Yerushalmi is obviously a steer to the Bavli, the Yerushalmi clearly holds it's Mishael Ben, and it's passing like the Madom Mishael Ben, and the Bavli passing to Mishael Av. But the Rash, we saw brought down, the Ran brings it down, others bring it down, the Rash in Peya says that it's not a steer at all. That when the Yerushalmi says that a person's going to have to go and be Mechaber his father, even if it's going to lead him to a situation of having to go collecting door to door, the Yerushalmi is referring to the same case that the Gemara, our Gemara also had a problem, that it says you have to lose money. Kabbat Hashem Yehoincha and Kabbat Savicha, that you have to lose money for Kibbut Av. And the Gemara answered, it's talking about a situation, you have to be Mevatel Melacha. So the Rash says, Yerushalmi is talking about a case, you have a person that he's down, he simply doesn't have money to buy food for that day. His father asks him to go and take care of him for the day. If he goes and takes care of his father that day, he's going to come to a situation where he's not going to be able to afford his own supper. He's going to have to go collecting door to door for supper. So the Yerushalmi is saying, you're mechuyev to go collecting door to door. You have no chiyev to spend your money, but if it's a situation that you want to go to work because you don't have any money, then you're obligated to go and go collecting. So that's how the Yerushalmi learns. We'll see in a minute that the machlokes halacha l'maisa. Now, so far we saw that we have the chiyev is mishal av, not mishal ben. The father, take the father's money, not the son's money. What do you do in a situation where the father does not have money, the father's penniless, and the only one who has the money is the son? Do we still say that the son says, I'm potter? Or we say, no, that's only if the father has the money, not if the father doesn't have the money. So we saw the rift brought down, that the halacha is that when the son, father doesn't have money, we force the son to give midin tzedaka, and that's the halacha. The Ran brings down, the Ran says that it's not a din of kibir av your potter, because it's only mishal av, not mishal ben. It's a din of tzedaka, we force them to give tzedaka, and the father has kedima in tzedaka, but it's nothing more than a chiyuv tzedaka. And that would seem to be the rift, the Ran. The problem is when you get to Taisus. Taisus brings down this halacha that if the father doesn't have any money, then the son, we force him to give midin tzedakah, midin kaifan al tzedakah. But Taisus also brings down the Yerushalmi that he says another reason the son has to give money is because the Yerushalmi says, even if you have to go collecting. Well, clearly these two things are stira. The Yerushalmi is going midin kibur av, that it's somehow kibur av is mechayiv you to give. And we're talking about a case where it's talking about giving money from the son's pocket. The Yerushalmi is not talking about that, L'chayra, unless you say the Yerushalmi is chaylik, and the Yerushalmi holds Mishal Ben, but Mamanasha. So Taisus is going, Taisus is clearly going like the Bavli, that Paskins Mishal Av, and still Taisus is bringing down that this Yerushalmi is a reason that the son has to actually take money out of his pocket and spend on the father. So this is the problem. Mashal is very bothered with this problem. So we saw two terutzim to this kasha. The first terutz we saw was from the Chacham Sofer. The Chashmul said a similar teretz, is that it depends on the situation. I'm sorry, not depends. Is that the Chacham Sofer says that you're right. The Yerushalmi is not going to be mechayiv you to spend money because that's what we paskin Mishal Ben, not Mishal. I'm sorry, Mishal Av, not Mishal Ben. However, Taisus is bringing is like this: that once you have a chiyuv tzedakah, so that money that you're obligated to give midin tzedakah, that's not called Mishal Ben. The son's not losing anything, because that money anyways has to spend on tzedakah. So once you have money that you're obligated to give to tzedakah, and there's no loss to the son, so then already you force that money to go to the father, and that's what Taisus wants from Yerushalmi. It's a little bit questionable what Taisus bring that specifically from the Yerushalmi, but the Chazanish has a whole different mahalach. The Chazanish says that there's two separate halachas Taisus is bringing. First of all, if the son has money, then obviously the son has to give midin tzedakah. What about if the son himself is penniless? So then the son has no chiyuv to go collecting to have money to spend on his father. But if he knows that his father is going to be going door to door collecting, so then it's a question, who should go? Should the son go door to door collecting, or should the father do it? So just like he says, that you have to do anything else, your father asks you to go get him a drink of water, so what's the difference? Go to the sink and get a drink of water, or someone has to go to the kupa tzedakah to pick up the check, or go door to door to get money? That the chiyuv and the son is to do anything the father asks him to do, he has to do. So Chazon Ish understands it's a real chiyuv to go collecting, not midin that you have to have money to spend, like the halacha we find for dalet kaisis, you have to collect to have money for dalet kaisis. It's not so you can spend the money. It's just that you collect for your father, the shliach for your father. Your father needs someone to collect, you go collecting for him. Now, halacha l'maisa, and Shulchan Aruch is paskin that the halacha is that kibur av is Mishel Ben, and not, I'm sorry, Mishal Av and not Mishal Ben. However, the Shulchan Aruch does bring down this halacha the Shulchan Aruch says, Zesh Machil Mashkeh Mishal Av, Vim Yeshloi, Vim Ein Av, Yeshlo Ben, Kaifan Eisai, Vizon Aviv, Kifi Mashu Yachel. So he says that you feel, as much as you're able, we force him, Midin Tzedakah, Vim Ein Leben, Ein Echayiv Lachsal, Psochem Lachlo Sabin. The Shulchan Aruch passes, you do not have to go door to door collecting. However, the Ramah is not so clear about this halacha. How much do you have to give? Do you have to give whatever the chayiv tzedakah is, meiser, and once you already gave your chayiv meiser, whatever we wouldn't expect from you, midin tzedakah, your potter? Or do you say, maybe no, maybe you're mechuyev to give even more? The Ramah says, yesh oyrim bein chayiv litim loy rak mash mechuyev litim mi l'tzedakah. That the only chayiv is what you're mechuyev for tzedakah, but not more than that. However, there are Muslim Supik about it in Zaki Moshe. He's not sure, is it a real chiyuv to give everything up to your last penny? You'll have to keep yourself enough just for one meal, or you have to give even more than that? And Chassam Sofer explains that the reasoning for the Zaki Moshe would be that even though we find that in other places that tzedakah, there's a limitation in tzedakah, 10%, not more than a fifth of your money, still, that's a specific limitation that the Chachamim put on the mitzvah tzedakah. Me'ikir adin, the mitzvah tzedakah should be, as long as you have to eat for the day, you should have to give all your money to an ani, that he should have what to live. Chacham didn't want you to give all your money, you're going to end up becoming poor yourself. However, zuk sam sefer, that when a comes to your father, there's no chiyuv, there's no limitation of a tenth or a fifth, that adrabba for your father, a person's mechuyev to give, up till, at least that's what the Zaki Moshe holds, up till his last money. I'll call upon him halacha, just finish off. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a person's forced to give midin tzedakah. The Ramaz Masupik, and he brings Yesh Aimrim, that it's only limited to what your actual chiyuv tzedakah is, but then he adds that a person who can afford to give without his chiyuv tzedakah, it's tavim me'eira love, he brings a curse on himself if he uses tzedakah money, if he has the ability to give, not just from tzedakah money, but if a person doesn't have a vav, he should give from his ma'isa money. We saw Chacham Sofer in a tshuva paskin that if a person, his father doesn't have k'day pan, not just k'day pan, the bare minimum, that a person should give his entire ma'isa money, even though usually you shouldn't give your entire ma'isa to one person, but when it comes to your father, your mechuyev, not just a good thing to do. He holds that once you're anyways mechuyev to give ma'isa, you have a chiyev to give your entire ma'isa to your father, if your father doesn't have enough to live kafi the way he's used to living. Shkech. Thanks.